Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The left fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jake Jones. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Callaway. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Dickey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Papish. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Frank Papish. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Brown. Batting second. The first baseman, Tommy Henrick. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Keller. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe DiMaggio. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Johnny Lindell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ralph Houk. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Snuffy Sternweis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Phil Rizzuto. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Bevens. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Bill Bevens. And now, play ball. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright strikes out. Two outs. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keller. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Appling scores. There goes Jones trying to get to home. Keller throws the ball into Rizzuto, who relays the ball to Houk, who tags Jones, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 1-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive towards the mound. Papish reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Henrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller takes first base on ball four. Henrick moves to second. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio takes first base on ball four. Henrick moves to third. Keller moves to second. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Henrick scores. Keller moves to third. DiMaggio moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Yankees, 1. Ralph Houk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Callaway juggles the ball. That's an error on Callaway. Keller scores. DiMaggio moves to third. Lindell moves to second. It's 2-1, Yankees. Joe Haynes now pitching. Snuffy Sternweis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Callaway. The throw from Houck and he is safe. Callaway steals second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Callaway moves to third. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a fly ball into right field. Lindell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Callaway scores. Michaels moves to second. One out. It's White Sox, 2, Yankees, 2. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rizzuto fields it and has Michaels trapped. There's the throw to Brown and over to Sternweiss, who tags Michaels for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bevens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Phil Rizzuto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzuto is hit by the pitch. Bill Bevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevens bunts towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. Rizzuto moves to second. One out. Bobby Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Henrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Henrick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Keller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lindell hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a fly ball towards right. Lindell catches it and throws to first to double up Kennedy. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a line drive towards first. Henrik reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Ralph Houk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houk is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Houk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Sternweiss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Rizzuto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzuto is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rizzuto hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Bevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevens is 0-for-0 in the game. Bevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sternweiss moves to second. Bobby Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Callaway fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0-for-1 in the game. Haynes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. Tucker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haynes moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Haynes scores. Tucker moves to second. One out. It's 3-2, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tucker scores. Wright moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Randy Gumpert now pitching. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Houk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wright scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Michaels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Tommy Henrik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrik is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henrik hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Keller takes first base on ball 4. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, DiMaggio hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lindell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Callaway fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haynes strikes out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keller. Tucker reaches second base with a double. Dickey moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dickey scores. Tucker moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-2, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Yogi Berra pinch hits for Ralph Houk. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra strikes out. The ball gets by Dickey. He chases the ball to the backstop. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sternweiss hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Rizzuto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzuto is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rizzuto hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn pinch hits for Randy Gumpert. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berra moves to third. Bobby Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Yogi Berra now catching. Joe Page now pitching. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jones strikes out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Callaway strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Henrik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Keller strikes out. Two outs. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Michaels hits a pop-up towards short. Rizzuto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Haynes hits a line drive towards first. Henrik reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lindell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0 for 1 in the game. Berra hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sternweiss takes first base on ball 4. Frank Coleman pinch hits for Phil Rizzuto. Frank Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Johnson now playing third base. Bobby Brown now playing shortstop. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Tucker strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got two RBIs. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Appling moves to second. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Henrik fields the ball and throws to Page covering. Safe. Appling moves to third. Wright moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling scores. Wright scores. Jones moves to second. It's 8-2, White Sox. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Lindell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Lucadello pinch hits for Joe Page. Johnny Lucadello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucadello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-4 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Henrich hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and New York Yankees, 2. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.